bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
Well, are you ready for God's word this morning? Are you ready? Now, look at the clothes you are wearing this morning. Everybody, look at what you are wearing. Look at what you are wearing. Do you like what you are wearing? Well, unfortunately, my message is change what you are wearing. Change what you are wearing. That's what I'm preaching on. Once in a while, it's important for you to change what you are wearing. You know, we live life by faith. We live it in levels. We experience it in stages. And the level you operate in today is not where God wants you to operate in every time. So sometimes you find yourself in one place and things are going on well for you, but then God calls you to a higher level. Or sometimes you find yourself in a place where you don't like what is happening, and God calls you and says, I want to bring a change in your life. I believe God wants you to change what you are wearing because he's calling you to a higher place. And we're going to look at three scriptural readings this morning. And we're going to look at the stories of three people who had to change what they are wearing because God was calling them to a new level. And I believe their lives will speak to us this morning as God calls us to a higher level. We're going to read from Genesis chapter 41, verse 14, and then Ruth chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, and then finally Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 50. Three portions of scripture, and they would form our foundational text for what I'm teaching on today. We'll start with Genesis chapter 41, verse 14. Genesis chapter 41, verse 14. This is about Joseph when he had been in prison and he had interpreted the dreams of two of his colleagues. One of them, unfortunately, the interpretation was not good for him. But one had freedom after the interpretation. And 2 years later, Joseph is called to go and meet Pharaoh. And I want you to note how the scripture records this portion. It says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. And he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. Then Ruth chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. I know you have an idea of the background of the book of Ruth, so I'm not going to go deep into that. But this is when Ruth is going to meet Boaz. And she is counseled as to how to present herself in this new area of her life. It says, now Boaz, whose young women, this is Naomi speaking to Ruth. Now Boaz, whose young women you were with, is he not your relative? In fact, he's winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Therefore, wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. I want you to note, wash yourself, anoint yourself, put on your best garment. Wash yourself, anoint yourself, put on your best garment. Then the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46 to verse number 50. It is a story about Bartimaeus, who was a blind man who was healed by Jesus. I want us to follow the reading. It says from verse 46, now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he's calling you. Verse 50, and throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. Three different individuals, each of them had a bad situation. Each of them was in a situation they didn't like. Each one of them was called to a higher level, and each one of them did something with what they were wearing. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, change what you're wearing. Because in life, we wear different things, and some of the things we wear become a hindrance to us. Joseph was called to step into a new career. For much of his life, he had lived with great hope, with great vision, with great expectation. But at this point in his life, Joseph is a prisoner. And he's a good guy in the prison. He's working hard. He has responsibility in the prison. The warder has given much of the prison control to him. He's interpreting people's dreams, but I don't think anybody wants a career in prison. You don't want to be in prison interpreting dreams. You want to be out there interpreting dreams. So now he's called into a new career. Ruth was called to step into a new relationship. She had married and her husband had died. And not only had her husband died, her husband's father had died and her husband's brother had died. So she had lost a father-in-law, a brother-in-law, and a husband. Now she's living with her mother-in-law, who is also a widow. This is a family of widows. If they were Ghanaians, we would say that bad luck is following them. And Ruth is following, or has followed, Naomi back home. This is not her country. The only person she knows is Naomi. And Naomi is a widow herself. She knows nobody else. But now she has an invitation to enter into a new relationship. I believe somebody is being called to come out of prison this morning. I believe somebody is being called to enter into a new relationship. God is separating you from the old and bringing you into the new. Bartimaeus was a blind man, and he had sat in the same place for a very long time begging for money. But he was called to step into a new way of living. Not begging for a living, but making an earning of income by himself. All of these three were called by God. I just have a feeling God is calling somebody this morning. But the interesting thing I realized when I was looking at these three stories is that all of them had something to do with their clothing, with what they were wearing. All of them. Joseph did something with his clothing, changed it. Ruth did something with the clothing, changed it. Bartimaeus did something with his clothing, threw it away. So what is it about what we wear that makes people who are being called to a higher level change what they are wearing? What is it about your clothes, which you're wearing right now? What is it? And I'm sure you're looking at your clothes and say, Pastor, what's wrong? I mean, I just picked this from wherever I picked it from. And this is my Sunday best. I wonder whether it's really your Sunday best. So what does a garment reveal? What is it about garments? And what does it mean? And what does it represent? It represents three things. Garments, or the clothing you wear, represents three things. Number one, it represents a covering. what you hide yourself under. Each one of us has a cloth on or clothing on because we want to be covered. The main purpose of our clothing is to provide covering, to cover our nakedness, our shame, and give us dignity. It also covers us from a harsh weather, although our weather is more favorable in this part of the world. But nakedness is not just physical. Nakedness sometimes is spiritual, it's emotional, it's psychological. It represents exposure, weakness, vulnerability. And each one of us hides under something. We hide under something. The clothing I'm talking about is not just the physical clothes you are wearing, but symbolically, it represents a covering, something you use to cover yourself. I read a story some time ago about a popular person who was considered very tough and very difficult to work with. She was a celebrity. This woman was not able to keep relationships. She couldn't keep friends and couldn't keep husbands as well. The world saw her as glamorous, as famous, as beautiful. And they thought the reason she could change husbands and the men liked her was because she was so beautiful the men couldn't resist her. But in an interview, this woman said the reason why she couldn't keep relationships and couldn't also keep husbands was because she was always afraid that if she didn't leave them, they would leave her. And so before they left her, she left them first. So the covering is glamour, is beauty, is fame. But what is she covering? Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. And she is wearing this beautiful garment of jewelry and of beauty, of nice appearance and all of that. She's a celebrity, but she's hiding a fear. I wonder what you're hiding. Another person I read about spent all the time working. Famous, popular business person, making a lot of money, spent a lot of time in the office working and working hard and working hard. And everybody considered him a very hard worker, committed to his work. But in an interview, he revealed the reason why he worked so hard was because he was afraid of going home. His home was hell. His office was heaven. So on the outside, he looked like a hard worker, but the hard work is covering a nakedness, a fear of the home. You know, in life, we cover so many things. And we wear all kinds of clothes, hard work, honest, powerful, famous, wealth, riches. And all of that is covering something deep within us. Tell the person next to you, change what you're wearing. So clothes represent a covering, something we use to cover something. Secondly, clothes represent appearance, how you portray yourself. So clothes do not just hide, they also reveal. They reveal who we are. They are an extension of our personalities. So most of the time when people see you, they judge you by what you're wearing. And there is a truth to it and there is an untruth to it, because really, most of the time what you're wearing is an extension of yourself. If you are shabby in your clothes, it just shows that maybe you are shabby in your approach to life. People who are very detailed in their clothing most of the time are very detailed in life as well. People who are very flashy in their clothing also most times are flashy in life, want to be noticed and recognized. So most of the time your clothing represents who you are. And if you don't like who you are, you better change what you're wearing. And thirdly, your garment represents your status in life. What you have accepted as your place, as where you belong, where you stay. It can show how high or how low you are on the ladder of success. It can show your culture, your profession, or your position in life. I mean, definitely, if you see somebody in overalls that are tattered and torn in certain places, khaki overalls, I don't think you'll mistake him to be a lawyer. I don't think so. He'll be a person who is an artisan of some sort, who works as an artisan. If you see somebody in a black suit in this African sun with a white wingtip shirt and a nice bow tie around the high street of Accra, you know that's a lawyer. So, in a sense, your clothing also tells you your station in life. So it tells you, it represents what you are covering, what you are portraying, and what you have accepted as your place. So all these three people who threw away their clothes or changed their clothes, what were they signifying? They were signifying a change of what they have used to cover themselves, a change of appearance or what they portray to the world, and a change of what they have accepted as their station in life. So let's take a closer look at the three characters. The first is Joseph. Joseph's garments were prison garments. Joseph was wearing prison garments. They were not garments he bought in the store. They were garments that were forced on him. He didn't want it, but life gave it to him. There are some things you wear that you don't like, but life gave it to you. Life gave it to you. You don't like it. You didn't pray for it. You didn't wish for it. But life gave it to you. Joseph did not start life wearing prison garments. He started life wearing a coat of many colors, a garment of promise, of dreams, of expectation. He was loved. He was accepted by his father. But that garment was torn into pieces and covered in blood by his brothers. Then he had another garment in the house of Potiphar, his boss. But his boss's wife had extracurricular expectations of Joseph. So Joseph left those clothes in the hands of Potiphar's wife. His color, multicolored clothes torn into pieces. The clothes in the house of Potiphar taken by Potiphar's wife. Now he's in prison. And he has prison garments. You know, in life you wear different garments. Sometimes you wear the garment of many colors where everything is going on well. And another time you wear another garment you don't like. And this is what Joseph is going through. He's wearing prison garments, from coat of many colors to prison garments. I don't know how prison garment looks like, but it would not be many colors. Most likely it's one color, and I'm sure it's brown. It's brown so that when it is dirty, nobody would tell the difference. It's torn into pieces, but he's still wearing it. That garment Joseph is wearing at this point in his life represents three things. It represents his crushed dreams. The dreams he had as a young man are gone. When he was young, he saw himself high above the stars. He saw the stars worshiping him. When he was young, he saw possibility. He saw greatness. But now life has dealt him a very bad hand. His youthful dreams have transformed into a living nightmare. The coat of many colors replaced with a dirty coat of a dark color. It represents a crushed dreams. Many of us are wearing clothes that represent our crushed dreams. Anytime you look at yourself in the mirror, what you see is disappointment. Disappointment, not in other people, but in yourself. This is not where you were expected to end. 50, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, you were hopeful. But now you are wearing a garment and it doesn't even look like you, but it's been forced on you. It's a prison garment. A prison garment represents crushed dreams. Secondly, it represents limited movement. prison garments limit your movement, limit where you can go, restricts opportunities available to you. You don't, in prison, you don't go to where you want to. You go where you are told to go. So Joseph is wearing these garments, and every time he looks at himself, he remembers his garment of many colors and the hope of his youth. Then he looks at this and he sees, this is my world. My world is these four walls. I can't go further. Life has not been fair to me. And thirdly, it represents doomed companions. Unfortunately, when you are in prison, your friends are also prisoners. Your friends look like you, talk like you, feel like you. They are as depressed as you are, as disappointed as you are, as discouraged as you are. Every day when Joseph woke up, he saw the same people. Long faces, disappointed, hope crushed, hope deferred, unexpected dreams not being realized. Every time he saw those people, he saw himself. And he was in this situation. He made the most of the situation. He didn't really give up, but he was making the most. But making the most in prison is not much. So he's in this situation. He's wearing these garments. One morning, he sees two of his friends, both of them looking depressed. He says, what's wrong? They said, well, we had a dream and it's troubling us. The first one says, I had a dream, ABC, David, and Joseph said, well, it means 3 days from now, you'll be promoted. The second guy got encouraged and said, maybe, I mean, there's just something positive coming about these dreams. So he also says, well, I also had a dream, ABC dream. And Joseph said, well, it means in 3 days' time, you'll be killed. You have to be careful what dreams you tell people to interpret for you. Maybe he should have kept it to himself. I don't know. But he was told 3 days he'll be killed. So it happened 3 days, the first guy was promoted and this guy was killed. Joseph tells this guy, you know, when you go, remember me. Remember, I helped you. The man forgets him for 2 years, went to work for Pharaoh. But after 2 years, Pharaoh has a dream he can't interpret. And this guy remembers Joseph in prison. And he says, you know, sir, when I was in prison, there was this guy, prisoner, Hebrew guy. I think he can do something about your problem. He can solve this problem. Pharaoh says, go and get Joseph. And that is when Joseph saw his opportunity. So look at his response. Joseph responded, he's called, the Bible says he shaved. Everybody say shaved. And changed his clothes. He shaved and changed his garments. We're not told whether he bathed or not, I don't know. But he shaved. I have a feeling he had grown a long prison beard. And if you know anything about prison beard, it's not nice. It's matted. It's dirty. He's unshaven. So he shaves and he changes his clothes. I'm not sure where he got those clothes from. Either he brought them from freedom into bondage. And he's packed them from the day when he'll be free. And he'll walk out with those clothes. Or maybe it was the warder's clothes. I don't know. But Joseph had an option. And when he was called to go see Pharaoh, he didn't go with his beard long and with the same old prison garment. He decided, this is my day, this is my opportunity, and I'm not going to stand before Pharaoh as a failure. I'm going to stand as the boy with dreams. I'm going to stand and take this opportunity, not lying down, but standing up. I believe God is calling some people. For some of us, we get a call, but we still go to meet Pharaoh with prison garments. We still face opportunity with the same wrong attitudes, the defeated attitudes. And so when the door opens, we enter, we are pushed back. The door opens, we enter, we are pushed back because our beard is still long and our garment is still dirty. Tell somebody around you, change what you're wearing. Sometimes changing what you're wearing would mean change the way you talk. Change that complain. You get opportunity, you are bitter. And then you are thrown back. You get opportunity, you're still complaining, you are thrown back. Doors open, but your attitudes are not changing. Joseph realized, this is my day. This is my moment. I don't know what Pharaoh would do to me, but I have to stand before Pharaoh with a new face and new clothes. I believe God is going to open doors for you. And when he opens doors for you, don't go with that prison beard and those prison garments. Stand before Pharaoh and let him see you are a changed man, you have a great future, and you have great dreams still.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebil. Email otebil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.